We are experiencing an epidemic in our society. What is it? Joylessness. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us as we discover how to live a life of true joy.
Welcome to Day 17 of Joy. Today's title is A Jubilant Journey. Dwight L. Moody once said, "The Lord gives His people perpetual joy when they walk in obedience to Him." Our text comes to us from Psalm 68, verses 3 and 4. "But the righteous shall be glad. They shall exult before God. They shall be jubilant with joy. Sing to God. Sing praises to Him. Lift up a song to Him who rides through the deserts. His name is the Lord. Exult before Him." Today's passage continues yesterday's discussion about exalting God with a joyful heart. No one can say for sure who wrote Psalm 68. The occasion for the song is also a great mystery. Some scholars believe this psalm could have been written when the ark was taken to Zion in the time of David. Others speculate that it could be connected with Solomon's temple when the ark was transferred from Mount Zion to Mount Moriah. Whatever the context, God has given all of us multiple reasons to consistently live with the perspective of joy. The psalmist introduces another level of joy today. The ESV translation captures the new concept by taking two words in the original language and translating them as one, jubilant. In the original language, the two words mean, respectively, to have great joy and joy exceedingly. By using these terms, the psalmist urges the righteous to have a magnitude of joy that exceeds any other gladness, stating that they shall be jubilant with joy. Abounding joy is an ecstatic experience. Nothing exceeds the joy of a journey with God. Those who truly encounter God through a personal relationship with Him cannot contain their joy. In The Treasure of David, Spurgeon writes these words about Psalm 68, verse 3. "The presence of God on the throne of grace is an overflowing source of delight to the godly. They shall exult before God. Followers of God should wear the garments of gladness, for in His presence is fullness of joy. That presence, which is the dread and death of the wicked, is the desire and delight of the saints." Psalm 68:4 says to sing praise to God's name and to rejoice before Him because His name is the Lord. The word Lord here in Hebrew is Yah, the shortened name for God. Yah is found in the Hebrew word hallelujah. Hallel means a joyful praise and song, so hallelujah can be understood as singing a joyful praise song to Yah. The psalmist says that we can be jubilant with joy as we praise the name of Jehovah God. The same shortened name for God is combined with praise several times in God's word. Exodus 15:2 says, "The Lord is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise Him, my Father's God, and I will exalt Him." Psalm 89, verse 8 says, "O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty as You are? O Lord, Your faithfulness all around." Psalm 113 says, "Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations and His glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God who is seated on high, who looks far down on the heavens and the earth? God is our strength and song. His faithfulness is all around Him. No one compares to our God. That is why even a shortened form of His name leads to triumphant songs of praise. May your delight in Him reach jubilant proportions as you experience perpetual joy." Let's think about these questions today. Why do you think the psalm contains so many expressions of joy to God? Consider for a moment today who God is and all that He has done for you. Write down a few of His character traits and a short list of what He has done for you. What expressions of praise do you find best express your joy of knowing Jesus and having a personal relationship with Him? Would you pray with me? Father, we say thank you. We say hallelujah. We praise your name because you fill us so full of joy. Lord, today, may we be making that running list in our mind all day of all those wonderful things that we can praise you for. God, I pray today that your joy would flow through us to others. We love you so much, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.